Numbers chapter 28. Command the children of Israel, and tell them, My offering, my food for my offerings made by fire of a pleasant smell to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. So the sacrifices were God's food. It was as if he ate with Israel, and the altar was like the table of the Lord, and it is actually called that in some places. So you see how God, who is so far away, wants to eat together with us. He wants to have fellowship with us. And he particularly does that in the context of sacrifice. You shall tell them, This is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to Yahweh. Male lambs a year old, without blemish, 2 days by day for a continual burnt offering. One lamb in the morning and the other at evening, with the flour offering and the wine offering. So it seems to me that God is reminding them that no matter what special sacrifices you have to make, when it's a feast or something like that, never forget the continual burnt offering, morning and evening. And I think that because we are weak as people, we need this kind of regular structure. We need to have regular patterns to our lives. And I really think that get up early in the morning, set your alarm clock a bit early, to have some quiet time with God and Jesus, to pray, to read, and the same in the evening, and especially to lay your life before them as a sacrifice. This is, Paul says, our logical service, to give our lives as a living sacrifice. So it's really important that whatever you're doing, even if you're on some special effort for the Lord, if you're attending, I don't know, a conference or a Bible school or something, that those personal habits, morning and evening, of sacrifice to God are not forgotten. In the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bulls and 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, and always with this very small flour offering and the wine offering. And again, that was, again, an example of where God wanted them to have some structure in their lives. Because as I say, we are inclined to just be all over the place. We need some sort of discipline in our lives. And also the small offering of flour and wine was to always remind them that God loves the small things. All the way through the law of Moses, it's emphasized not to forget that. That's what God wants, the little things, and he wants us to remember that. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, is Yahweh's Passover. On the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. 7 days will unleavened bread be eaten. They were always to remember how they had been redeemed out of Egypt by the blood of the Passover lamb. And it's the same with us, because our baptism was like Israel passing through the Red Sea. We were saved from the flesh, from the world, that's Egypt. And we need to continually remind ourselves of that so that you don't go back to it, and to remember God's absolute grace towards you. To remember your humble beginnings, spiritually and in other ways in life, you really need to do that. Also, in the day of the first fruits, when you offer a new grain offering to Yahweh in your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy gathering and do no servile work. Actually, if you put together all the feasts that they had, plus the Sabbath year every 7th year and the year of Jubilee every 49th year, the people of Israel probably had more days off work than probably any other tribe of the time. Because God wanted them to realize that life is not all about work. So many times it says, you shall do no servile work. He wants us to realize that it is his work in saving us that we must think about and reflect upon. And also to keep us away from the attitude that there is in the world, especially in our days, of helter-skelter, working, 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 in order to get more wealthy, to get up the ladder in your career or whatever. God wants us to keep away from that spirit, and I think the law of Moses, with all these feasts where they did no servile work, was structured to that end.